Dad, you don't have one happy memory?
Yeah, one. Sam is angry and reluctantly back home after learning his father died. He's been estranged from the family for years. Now his struggle with the flood of memories is complicated by the one thing bequeathed to him, a bag full of money that is meant for someone else.
$150,000. That he left a woman whose kid is my... In theory, the kid is my nephew.
What? I don't understand. How could you have a nephew? You don't have any brothers or sisters.
I do now.
The sister he never knew about is Frankie, a single mother who also grew up with resentment toward her or their father.
My last image of my dad are taillights while he drove away to his other family.
It is not easy, but through their combined memories, brother and sister begin to shed their anger and understand what their father really did for them. Co-writer Alex Kurtzman makes his directing debut with People Like Us. He's known for scripting action and sci-fi films like the recent movie version of Star Trek. He based this drama on how he felt when he discovered his own father's second family.
There was a lot of separating of truth from fiction, and I would say that there's a lot that's emotionally very autobiographical in a lot of ways, but plot-wise, no.
Chris Pine stars as Sam. He admits he wondered if audiences could connect with the story.
I originally thought, well, maybe it's not all that relatable, because who's got secret families? Maybe it's like a small percentage, but we come from fallible parents who were kids once, who decided to have kids, and who had to learn how to be parents. And in the learning process of becoming a parent and raising a kid, faults are made and damage is done, and there's stuff we all have to deal with.
Elizabeth Banks co-stars as Frankie. She says it's easy to understand the longing that both characters share.
We all want to know that our daddy loved us. At the end of this movie, we get an answer, and I love that about that. I mean, I love the journey. I think it's why it's so cathartic for people who see the movie. I think we all have that insecurity.
In a movie season crammed with superhero action films, Kurtzman hopes there is room for his heartfelt story.
I really want to believe that there is an audience that is starved for stories that are more about us and more about real life.
People Like Us was filmed on location in Los Angeles. The cast includes Michelle Pfeiffer as Sam's widowed mom, and Olivia Wilde is his girlfriend trying to help him on the emotional journey. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.